In Washington, D.C., Democrats hope a blue wave will sweep them into control of the House of Representatives this election. But in Harrisburg, Democrats only expect a blue ripple will hit the General Assembly. Keystone Crossroads contributor Jim Saxa explains why.
Tina Davis is impatient. The Democratic candidate for state senate here in Lower Bucks County has knocked on 60,000 doors so far, but there's thousands more to go before Election Day. And on this cold and windy Sunday, she can't let a reporter slow her down.
Do you walk that slow?
Davis sees a virtue in that impatience, though. They could use more of that urgency in Harrisburg, where, she argues, the GOP is slowing everything down.
Well, I got the recovery house bill through. It took me 3 years.
I understand.
That was big for our area.
It is a big deal.
It took me a long time.
It
shouldn't happen. Shouldn't have taken 4 years.
No, it shouldn't have. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
If Democrats have any hope of making gains in the Pennsylvania State Senate, they need Davis to win this race against longtime Republican incumbent Tommy Tomlinson. Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans in the district, which also backed Hillary Clinton in 2016. But Davis is an underdog, which speaks to the GOP's long reign over the General Assembly. Here's Terry Madonna, director of the Franklin and Marshall poll.
The state senate in Pennsylvania, except for one 16-month period back in the early 1990s, has been in Republican Party hands since 1980.
Statewide, registered Democrats outnumber Republicans by more than 800,000, and they've easily won the last few statewide races like attorney general and governor. But the GOP currently holds a 2-to-1 advantage in the state senate, and they dominate the state house, too. So what gives? Why the big disconnect between how Democrats do statewide and how they do in state legislative races? Some like to blame this imbalance on gerrymandering. But Republican political consultant Christopher Nicholas doesn't buy that.
9 Republican senators represent districts with more registered Democrats than Republicans. No Democrat represents a district with more Republicans. So the answer is that Republicans have figured out how to win seats where they're out-registered Democrats never have.
The Senate would be evenly split if Democrats controlled those 9 seats. But despite the apparent registration advantage, sources say Democrats haven't tried very hard to win these districts. Heck, in one of these, in Allegheny County, they didn't even run a candidate in 2014. Larry Seisler is a political analyst and a Democrat. He mostly agrees with Nicholas. It's not that the Republicans imposed the gerrymander map, Seisler says. It's that many of the Democrats in Harrisburg were happy to go along with it.
Their incumbents wanted to have safe seats, and many of them really didn't care where they were in the majority or the minority. Basically, they wanted to pick up a paycheck. So they cut themselves safe seats to the detriment of the party gaining the majority.
Meanwhile,
Republicans seem to be better at running these races than Democrats are. They put more resources into the races, probably more professionalism.
Things might be different this year, though. Across the U.S., polls show more Democrats than Republicans are eager to vote in the midterms, and they've raised more money. But in Pennsylvania, no neutral observer thinks Democrats can retake either chamber of the legislature. Still, if Democrats like Tina Davis can manage to win races like the 6th Senate District, they might get close. Later that Sunday, Davis throws a rally for her volunteers at Bailey's Bar and Grill. There's free food and beer, and the Eagles are on every TV. About 3 dozen people show up, including Brian Maskey.
The government doesn't function. It just doesn't function.
It's voters like Maskey that Davis and Democrats across the state are hoping to win over moderate Republicans.
Number one, I've been a Republican since I was 18 years old, and their performance over the last 6-7 years has just driven me away from them.
Maskey says he's an independent now. He votes for people willing to work with the other party.
I think we need more of that. And Tina is definitely one that would be that type of representative from the Senate.
If Davis can convince a few more Republicans to follow his example, she just might eke out ahead on November 6th. Jim Saxa, Keystone Crossroads.